Pasco, have you turned it off? And then, can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
Yeah, they just put up another new stick, which makes the coverage even greater, is our mates at Optus and our mates at Adelaide Tech Guy. There's one. His name's Richard. He joins us this morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Another stick. Is that a technical term?
No, I am not the technical guy, but you are. You can
another tower.
Another tower brought to us, which means greater coverage in country areas, which is very good indeed. But when you're talking about cans and sticks, it's all very radio talk. Let's talk. Speaking of sticks, we're giving it to the Pakistanis overnight at Karachi.
Very good. Poor old Cummins, Pat was, and I bagged him as well because I thought, my God, you should have declared with about three or four overs to go. But came back and started to bat again, and I thought it's the stupidest decision I've ever heard. Turns out I know absolutely nothing because, geez, I bowled well.
5 days in cricket, 5 day games. And there's no, in the words of the old dude off Karate Kid, no mercy.
No mercy. No, yeah, it's good. And Swepton, very good.
Mitchell was very good. I appreciated the fact that he got Babar Azam out. His first wicket. I thought that was very good. That's a nice one to tell the kids, regardless of whatever your career holds from here on in. You got one of the world's best batsmen out in his home country. It's very good.
Let me just give a big tip. Nathan Lyon will be getting a bit nervous at the moment.
Well, you know, it's getting on a bit.
The wickets have dried up a bit for Nathan.
Old goats are goats, they're old goats, right? That's right, exactly. Now, we'll talk footy at the end, but let's talk this. Australia's spent an inordinate amount of money on a thing called the National Broadband Network, and you reckon you might have something better at your place?
At the moment, currently, I think we might have something that's very, very good. It's a Telstra 5G router, and I know Optus are rolling out their 5G network as well, so this is like a general thing that we're going to go through.
Right, yep.
The Telstra 5G router, I've had it for a few weeks now. I was pressured to write a review in 1 week. If you ever get somebody who writes a review in 1 week, they haven't actually used the thing.
Right, yeah.
So I've had this for over a month. Very impressed by it. Now, speeds can vary. Depends on your location. Are you getting a good 5G connection where you are?
Right.
If you are, that's good. If you're not sure whether you do or not, find a mate or somebody who's got a 5G phone, invite them around, have a look at how many bars they've got.
Yeah.
On their phone. Not a bad idea. Depends how many people are using 5G around you and where you place your modem as well. If you put it in the tin shed, it's never going to work. Got to say that.
Right.
Now, Telstra claims you can achieve typical upload speeds of 46 meg. I've been actually averaging over 500 megabits per second for download speeds and 50 for upload speeds.
That's good.
The area that I'm in at the moment, great for 5G reception. It comes with, their plan comes with the modem. You basically get the modem, plug it in, they've got your username and password on there, no setup to do, it just works straight away.
Great.
So very, very simple on there as well. It is geo-locked to your home or business address, which means you can't pack it up and take it down the road with you at all.
Okay.
So you can't do that. So you can sign up for a plan, costs you $85 a month, they give you 1 terabyte of data, but they also give you a month to make sure it works for you. If it doesn't work, you just return it.
Okay.
Great idea.
Go back to the NBN.
Yeah.
Good one. And as we mentioned, the other telcos will be rolling theirs out across the place, and Optus won't be too far behind either.
Optus have a 5G modem as well, and if 5G was here with Optus, I would have tried theirs too.
They know
that because we love the guys at Optus.
We do indeed. Now, Windows 11 is out, and I know a lot of people are keen on, content creating, editing videos for YouTube and SEOs and bloody TikTok and all that sort of stuff, and Movie Maker's back, kind of.
Kind of. It's called ClipChamp. Worst name I reckon I've heard in a long time. ClipChamp as well. They bought the
The guy who came up with ClipChamp come up with the Women's Network logo? Is that the same group?
It's a bit like it, isn't it?
Because so it's a balls up too. Anyway.
They're actually bundling the app into Windows 11 on the latest update that came out last week. If you just reboot, you'll suddenly see ClipChamp is actually on your computer as well.
Ah.
So it's a browser-based app that supports trimming, splitting, transitions. It has a screen recorder feature. It's got a timeline. It's got nice. Templates, filters, transitions, stock meter and styles to let you create videos, multi-track audio support as well.
Right.
I think it works very, very well. I think people will be impressed. And you know what? It is a very, very worthy successor to Windows Movie Maker.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Now, this is something that sounds not that exciting, but is kind of exciting. A new iOS is out, a new, a point, not a new one, but a new point something.
Yeah, iOS 15.4 for all the Apple people. Oof, out there.
15.4.
There are updates for your Macs as well, for the Watch, for the iPads. So a couple of great features on there as well.
Yep.
If you wear a mask, it will unlock the phone for you now with your mask on, which is
really
great. We love
really?
That idea.
How does it do it? Communists, oh, anyway.
It's the miracle of the Apple camera on there as well.
Yeah, well done.
There's new safety features for AirTags out there to make sure you're not stalking people. 36 new emojis, though, Adam. That's
get
what
in.
We like.
Get in. Here we go. Like we need more of these. Okay.
We've got melting face, a person
melting
tearing
face.
Through their fingers, and an awkward biting lip icon that's fated to achieve the same notoriety as the eggplant emoji.
Right.
And that the least will say on that now, given the time of the morning.
Yes, so, indeed.
Yeah.
Some people are eggplants.
That's right.
Others are corns on the cob. Others are bananas. I mean, it takes all times.
It does.
It does. And you can. There's an emoji for each and every one of them. Richard, thank you for that. Let's talk the slightly more subtle art of footy tipping now with the AFL Round 1 starting tomorrow. You are a footy tipster. What tips about tipping can you tip towards our listeners?
If you're going to go in a footy tipping competition at a pub, favour a pub that you pay up front and you get a free drink for 23 rounds. Because I tell you, I worked it out, you're about $200 in front for the year.
That is a good tip. Like, that's legitimately a good tip, Richard. That is
there are pubs doing it,
yep,
and there are some pubs not doing it. Favour the pubs. At my favourite pub, the Havelock Hotel on Hutt Street, $50. You get a free drink when you put your tips in, 23 rounds. Do the math. I'm about $200 in front for the year. It's great.
Done. That's an investment in your future, not just in the luck riding on a because you can. I mean, if some people have to tip their own team, and their own team could be poo. So you've at least get your beer money in front.
Exactly right.
Genius.
And remember, people, gamble responsibly.
That's right. That's right. That said, throw your house at Port. Is that what I'm hearing? Is that?
I reckon Port Adelaide will make a huge statement.
Round one, Gabba,
round one.
Brisbane.
That's it.
Right. There you go. They've had some form against Brisbane in the past, so that's good. Richard, thank you. We will take that to the bank, and that is some hot tips for you. If you have any tech questions, tech issues, any conversations you'd like to have around the tech world, then adelaidetechguy.com.au is where you can find the answers to most of them. Head there, and Richard will be able to guide you through all of your tech concerns. Mate, thank you, and we'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
That is Richard Pascoe, ladies and gentlemen. All thanks to Optus Murray Bridge. Optus covering more of our region than ever.
Unleash the opportunities radio advertising brings to your business. Here's how advertising on 5MU can help.